I wasn't quite ready there. Next is KF5UZA Rodney. You have an announcement, sir.
KF5UZA, wanted to remind everybody about Ham Holiday on the 27th and 28th of July. And I'm sure Mark's going to talk about that a whole lot more, but my announcement is I need some help. I need help setting up tables on Friday the 27th at 8 o'clock, and I need help taking tables back down on the 28th from about 2:30 to 3. So if you're able to be at the Tower Hotel in Oklahoma City on the Northwest Expressway at 8 o'clock on the 27th, please let me know on Saturday at the meeting. I've had a few people say that yes, they could help, but I really need a lot of help that day, and bring your tape measure. This is KF5UZA. Thanks for the help.
Okay, Rodney, I guess the folks that bring their tape measure have to know how to read it. Is that a Roger?
I think I could probably teach them how to read that part.
All righty, Rodney. Appreciate the announcement. Next up is me, KG5BIM, and I have the announcement, a regular weekly announcement of the 6-meter net, Monday nights at 8 o'clock at 50.200. If you have 6-meter capabilities, guys, come and join us for that net. And I'll move on down to KG5MXA. Lucky, your announcement.
Thank you, Jim and Nanette. This is Lucky KG5MXA inviting everyone to the Gossip Net immediately following this net on this repeater. We always have a great time. Hope to see you all there. That's all for me. Back to Net, KG5MXA.
Okay, thank you, Lucky. And we'll move on down to N5HZR. Mark, your announcement, sir.
Thank you very much, Jim. And as you heard, Rodney did a great job on the Ham Holiday announcement. Start, he apparently only needs help 2 days a year. I need help a lot more frequently than that. But Ham Holiday is coming, the 27th and 28th. Scars is the one setting up the table, so that's why Rodney's looking for help. Just my little piece here, stand by. My little piece here is why would you go to a Ham Holiday? This is what we call a ham fest, or it's an area, more commonly known, a convention of amateur radio operators. Tons of vendors, tons of people selling radios. There'll be about 160-some tables available to sell and buy radios, so if you have something to sell, SCARS has 2 tables assigned, so we will be able to put your stuff on the table, and you can hawk your wares at that table, or you can walk around the entire event. Buy some stuff from vendors or people, and learn from some great forums that we have. Stand by. This year we have Val Hotzfeld, K9VL from Amateur Radio's Twits Amateur Radio Podcast Ham Nation. She will be there giving our banquet speech Friday night. And that is a great event where we have a buffet of ham and chicken and a bunch of other good stuff, lots of good desserts. And we will have what's called a Woof Hong ceremony for all the ARRO members after that banquet. Stand by. Friday, we open from 3 o'clock till 7 for the amateur radio convention / ham fest. Saturday opens from 8 until 3. Tons of prizes, abilities to win prizes. Entrance fee is $10. We will have 5 tickets available at the club meeting Saturday, and $12 if you get them at the door. Banquet is only $25. Has a great set of prizes to win, and barbecue or a buffet ham chicken barbecue from Finley's Catering for the Friday night event. Any more information, feel free to look at last week's newsletter and hamholiday.com. You can get tickets there as well if you're not going to be at the meeting. Stand by. To quicker announcements. One is, don't forget about SirenNet. If you're wanting to sign up for sirens, to listen to sirens, Saturdays at noon, Peter Laws is always happy to take your reports. That meets at 443.7 on the UHF repeater at noon, right after the big sirens go off. W5NOR.org/siren will get you that information. And Gary Skaggs has left the town for a couple weeks, and he has left me in charge of the newsletter, which is a dangerous thing to do. So if you want to have a guest article of the week, feel free to send me something at n5hzr@arrl.net, or find me any way you can, and we'll get that article included. Even if you just have an idea for an article, love to have something put in there with some listener-supported newsletters. With that, I'll turn it back to the net. Thanks, Jim. Have a great night from N5HZNR.
Okay, Mark, I appreciate all that information. A lot to digest there, but I'm sure everybody got it just fine. Thanks for all the information, Mark. Next up for an announcement is WG5T, Bill.
Jim, thank you, WG5T. Quick reminder of our 10-meter net tomorrow night, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Time, on 28.445 Upper Sideband. Denny, WA6DEKD, is up for that. Secondly, as some know, I'm handling the ham gear for the estate of David Derry, W5ZAX. My intentions were good, but they're all kind of ganging up on me now. I wanted to give SCARS members that go to meetings first crack at all this stuff, and I'm already, by mentioning what I did on Facebook, I've got messages now from out of state, in state, and everything else. I would rather not sell anything until Saturday morning. I probably shouldn't have done that, but it's too late now. There's some good stuff available at pretty good prices. Thank you, sir. WG5T.
Okay, Bill, appreciate all the information, and I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy looking at that stuff and possibly purchasing some of it Saturday. And I skipped over one announcement here. It looks like W5IFN. Your announcement, sir.
Good evening, everybody on the net. W5IFN. Just a reminder, too, I have lots of equipment. Went to Arkansas yesterday, got back with another garage full. If you're interested in bargain basement products, I have got massive amount of power supplies, meters for the station. I have got antenna tuners starting from 100 watt mobiles, nice ones, clear up to large 3kW, and have some more radios and lots of other goodies. Come by. Give me a look-see this weekend, guys. We're going to have open house at the, like we did before. If you're looking for something, come by or give me a call. I'm usually always home and looking to liquidate some of this stuff. Thank you so much, Jim. Everyone, great evening. W5 Ivan.
Okay, Harold. Well, appreciate that announcement. Everybody's going to have a good time looking at all this stuff coming up, and Ham Holidays coming up also. So, guys, get your checkbooks out. Anyway, let's see. Is there any official traffic for the net?
It's KK5IO recheck.
KK5IO, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Jim, there's a gentleman trying to check into the net. Kilo Golf 5 Victor India Julia, his name's Greg. Unfortunately, he does not have his duplexer turned on, and he's trying to come through on Simplex. I'm guessing you're not hearing him. I can hear him because he's close to me. So anyway, Greg, if you're still out there, make sure you have your duplex turned on so that you can your offset so that you can key up the repeater in the correct tone. Anyway, just passing that along. It's KK5IO.
Okay, is he on a hand talkie?
I don't know. As far as that goes, he's just a couple blocks from me. That's the reason I can hear him full scale. But only on the output, not on the input. It's KK5IO.
Roger that. Thanks for the info, and what was his name, and I'll put him down.
His name is Greg. It's KG5 Victor India Juliet.
Okay, I'll have him down there for the count. Is there any other late missed or visitors check-ins? Please come now.
KG5 ZRA, Mark, I'm late. I've been here, though.
Okay, Mark, you get to have one of our tardy slips. Is that a roger?
No, sir. I've been here all along. I tried to get in on my handheld, and that didn't work, so I went out to my mobile.
Okay, Mark, I have you down there, sir. This is KG5BIM. Are there any other late or missed check-ins? Okay, no further ado, I'm going to see what the count is tonight. Look like the count is 36 for tonight. No, it's more than that. Okay, the count is 44 for tonight, which ain't bad. It's a little bit over average what we've averaged the last couple of weeks, but that's not bad. And with no further activity for the net, this is KG5BIM thanking everyone for participating in tonight's net. I would also like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. The Cleveland County Aries net is now closed, and this repeater is returned to normal amateur use. 7-3, everyone. This is KG5BIM out.
QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. Hello everyone, this is Lucky, KG5MXA, your alternate substitute guest host to our Gossip Net. The Gossip Net is a friendly net that takes us out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Welcome everyone. I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater and invite you to support SCARS by joining the club. In the event of emergency traffic, please call Net Control using the phrase break break or break emergency. We will assist you at that time. We are currently doing two rounds. The first is roll call only. Then the second round is where you can take your time and talk about anything you like. Just don't time out the repeater because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. Or go ahead and time it out if you want. Victor still has plenty of those Golden Thumb trophies that he needs to get rid of. So, without further ado, we will go ahead and get started, and first on our list, as always, is Phil, KD5UGO. Are you with us tonight?
Good evening, Lucky in the net. KD5UGO, I'm with you.
Fantastic, Phil. Good to hear from you. Next is Rodney, KF5UZA.
KF5UZA.
Thank you, Rodney. Jeff, KD5CKK.
Good evening, Lucky. KG5MXA, KD5CKK.
Good to hear from you, Jeff. Bill, WG5T.
Hi, Lucky. WG5T. Thanks for doing the net.
And thank you for checking in, Bill. Harold, W5IFN.
5IFN.
Thank you, Harold. Denny, WA6DKD.
Yeah, good evening, Lucky. WA6DKD.
Thank you for checking in, Denny. Victor, K5VL.
Hi there, Lucky. K5BL.
And hi there to you, too. Next station here, KG5MXA. I am here. Chris, KC5PIQ. Oh, man, we were batting 1,000 there for a while, and Chris had to go and ruin it for us. How about Bobby, NE5Y?
NE5Y.
Hello, Bobby. Thanks for checking in. Don, W5DDP. No, Don. How about Al, AE5L?
And control, this is AE5L, Al.
All right, good to hear from you, Al. Steve, KE5BYV. Nothing heard. Chad, KD5ZYD. Nothing heard there either. DJ, KG5QEZ.
KG5QEZ.
Very good, DJ. Al, KJ4FUH.
KJ4FUH, Al here.
Good deal. Peter, AG5DD. No, Peter. How about Elliot? KF5VMJ.
KF5VMJ, Elliot. I've got to be one and done. I'm driving across town to pick up the kid.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and enjoy the evening with the kids. We'll move on to John, WB5Q. Ken, K8WGE.
K8WGE, Ken here.
Right, thank you for checking in. KI5ANA, Jorge. All right, WX5MOR, Galen. Justin, KB5LHM. AE5EH, Ed. How about Bryce, KE5GRO. Tim, KF5HWB. Larry, W5LHG. Bit of a dry spell here. How about Mike, KG5SSU? John, KJ5AA. Brent, N0ZBH. W6KPR, Randy.
W6KPR, Randy, and in for the count. I've got yes.
All right, fantastic, Randy. Thanks for breaking the streak there. John, N2MOT. Ben, KG5BIM. Claire, AM4UPN. Quincy, KK5QS. How about WX5MOT John? No John, how about N5ZZM Dave? And KG5LQX Gary. All right, at this time, I will call for any new missed late visitor check-ins. Please call Net Control now, KG5MXA.
Good evening, Lucky. This is AE5EH, Ed.
Okay, I thought I saw you on there earlier and get you back up here on the list. All right, anyone else want to check into the net?
This is KG5ZRA, Mark.
All right, KG5ZRA, Mark. Okay, anybody else?
KC5GRZ, Mike. My battery's about to go down, so I'm in for the count.
Okay, if you would please come back with your call sign and your first name one more time, please.
Kilo Charlie 5, Gulf Romeo Zulu, Mike.
All right, got you down there. Thank you very much. We'll try to give you a call, and hopefully you'll be there on the next round, but if not, we have got you checked in. Any other check-ins for the net? Call Net Control, KG5MXA. All right, hearing none, go back up here to the top of the list to Phil, KD5UGO, what's for dinner?
Well, Lucky, it was rather boring tonight. It was soup and salad, but I do have a mini melon in there, and I'm going to cut that thing in half and partake of that here in a few minutes. So that'll help spice up the supper. Otherwise, I really don't have anything to report. Hope to see everybody this weekend. So send in those reservations for Ham Holiday. You can do that over the web, over the net, and it's totally painless. With that, I'll say 7-3, everyone, and back to the net, KD5UGO.
All right, Phil. Well, I'm sorry you had a boring dinner, but I'm glad you got some watermelon to kind of help perk it up there. That does sound good. I had dinner at the service station, so my dinner was pretty good tonight. but thanks for checking in, Phil. Good to hear from you, as always. So, Rodney, KF5UZA, what's going on?
KF5UZA, Ham Holiday is coming up 27th, 28th of this month. And you will be able to buy tickets for admission to the event as well as the banquet this weekend at our next CARS meeting at Fire Station Number 7. And just so you know, everybody is welcome to come in at about 9 o'clock and have coffee and donuts, and then at 9:30 we'll have our meeting. Anyway, I'm in charge of the coffee. That's why I know so much. Anyway, I love that everybody is so excited about Ham Holiday. I love that everyone from SCARS would come in and really come visit our event. We haven't had that many SCARS members to come significantly in the past, but I think this year is going to be the year that all the new people are going to come up to Ham Holiday at the Tower Hotel in Oklahoma City. This is KF5UZA clear.
All right, Rodney. Well, thank you for the plug, both for Ham Holiday and for the meeting this weekend. You are the man who makes the coffee, therefore you kind of run the meeting. That's a, that is a high office, an important station to hold. But thanks for checking into the net. Good to hear from you. Jeff, KD5CKK, what are you up to?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here messing around a little bit on the computer and watching and listening to the show on the History Channel. I'm called The Truck Wars. And it's almost over. And other than that, I'm not doing a whole lot. KG5MXA and Annette, KD5CKK.
All right, Jeff. Well, Truck Wars sounds pretty interesting. I'm going to have to check that out. I have not heard of that, so I'm going to have to go have a look at that. Thanks for checking in. Bill, WG5T. Uh-oh, looks like Bill might have fell asleep on us. So we'll go on to Harold, W5IFN. Tell us what's going on. Looks like we lost Harold, too. Let's go on to Denny, WA6DKD. How many Band-Aids today?
Good evening, Lucky. One Band-Aid today, just one. Had two or three yesterday, but one today. Been out pruning trees, got my grass all mowed, and 3 days later it is wanting to get mowed again, but it's going to be a few days before I get it anyway. Anyhow, just a one Band-Aid, nothing major, wild and exciting. Just been pruning trees, which is a never-ending project around here, I think. Anyhow, good net, good stuff, and man, looks like there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff for Ham Holiday. The meeting, all kinds of used stuff showing up. Boy, people are going to be busy, busy, busy. Anyhow, back to you, Lucky, and thanks for doing the net. WA6DKD.
All right, well, thank you, Denny. Yeah, I'm glad to hear only one Band-Aid. That's good. And, yeah, our yard was getting a little out of control there for a while, too. It took hubby a couple of mowings to get it all knocked back down where we can actually get out there and walk around now. And I'm hoping, knock on wood, we'll get to keep some of our apples. Most all of them fell off the tree last year, but this year looks like, well, I hope we're going to get a few at least. I don't know if we'll have enough to make the pie or not, but hopefully so. We did get a few tomatoes out of there, so that's good. Anyway, let's see. Let's go on to Victor, K5VL from KG5MXA.
Well, good evening there, Lucky, and the net, K5VL, and good to hear everyone tonight. Glad to be in office today, so it was a pretty easy day, so to speak, and also glad to hear that Phil is eating healthy tonight. That's always a good thing. Let's see, Denny, we'll pray for some rain for you. I know how bad you need that down there. I know how much you like to mow the lawn, so we'll keep thinking good thoughts about rain for you. And unfortunately, I have to miss both the meeting and Ham Holiday coming up, darn it. So that's no good, but it is what it is. So anyhow, other than that, I wish I had something else. Let's see. No, can't think of anything else. But anyhow, appreciate you doing the net there, Lucky, and good to hear everyone. This is K5BL.
Well, Victor, I am sorry to hear that you're going to miss the Ham Holiday, but I hope that you're going to be doing something fun. We'll be thinking of you next net. We'll miss you. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear from you. As always, next station is this one, KG5MXA, and, well, I have just been up to my ears in moving mother-in-law stuff, so we've been over there hauling carloads of stuff over to the Salvation Army and getting things cleaned out. We're going to get paint and carpet and tile and all that business put in over there. A lot of work, but we're hoping we can get the house ready to sell very soon and get that thing on the market and out of our hair. My goodness, that is a ton of work. And I will be happy to have my evenings and weekends.